Manchette, Al Bina newspaper, news of the day with Nasser Kadil. New American massacres in Yemen and Gaza as resistance rockets converge over Tel Aviv. Turkey on the brink of major confrontation between opposition and government over Imamoglu's arrest. Ayon at Babda Iftar, through our unity, we confront every occupation and aggression. We resist together and triumph together, the political editor wrote. The American and Israeli campaign of extermination against Yemen and Gaza continued, with airstrikes targeting neighborhoods across Gaza and Yemen, leaving dozens martyred and hundreds wounded. Meanwhile, threats of further escalation mounted as both U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to intensify their attacks. However, the resistance in Gaza successfully fired three rockets toward Tel Aviv, triggering widespread panic just as Yemeni missiles struck Ben Gurion Airport. Abu Abaida, the spokesperson for Qassam Brigades, declared that Yemeni and Palestinian rockets had met in the strikes over Tel Aviv. According to Israeli affairs expert, the significance of these missile strikes lies in their direct challenge to Trump and Netanyahu's claims of having dismantled the resistance capabilities in Gaza and Yemen. They also shattered the assurances that the entity's interior would remain secure from attacks. The strikes further fueled internal unrest, sparking protests that engulfed the streets of the occupying entity. The primary focus of yesterday's demonstrations was opposition to the decision to dismiss Shin Bet's chief, Ronen Bar, within a month. Massive protests erupted in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa, amplifying the internal turmoil. In Turkey, the judicial case against Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu, President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan's key presidential rival, failed to convince the Turkish public. Many compared it to former U.S. President Joe Biden's legal pursuit of his political opponent, Donald Trump, through corruption and criminal charges. Experts predict that, much like in the U.S., this prosecution could strengthen İmamoğlu's electoral standing. The leader of the Republican People's Party condemned İmamoğlu's arrest, calling it a judicial coup aimed at eliminating Turkey's next president from the electoral race. He urged his party to leave their offices and take to the streets in defiance. In Lebanon, President Joseph Aoun hosted a unifying Ramadan iftar at Babda, attended by Speaker of Parliament Nabih Birri, Prime Minister Nawaf Salam, the heads of Lebanon's religious sects, ministers, parliamentarians, and a host of political, media, and diplomatic figures. In his closing remarks, President Aoun declared, quote, "The legitimacy of any authority in Lebanon, Lebanon as an entity, a nation, and a state, lies in our togetherness, to live together, to share life together, to pray together, to fast together, to break bread together, to resist together, and to triumph together. Our unity is our greatest and most valuable asset. It's our strength, our shield, and our resilience. It is our sharpest weapon, our richest treasure, and our most enduring blessing. Through our unity, we safeguard our homeland from aggression and greed. Through our unity, we reclaim our rights, liberate our land, and free our captives. Through our unity, we achieve prosperity, social stability, and national independence. Through our unity, we rebuild what has been destroyed."